Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
We are live in the chip van. In fact, I'm leaving the chip van. Good morning, everybody. Hooray for Dunfanaghy. This is a great part of the world, I can tell you. And so many people came to see us this morning. And I'm not going to do any photographs. I'm only joking. I'll see you all. I won't leave until everyone gets a picture. That's the way it is. Hello, brats. Oh, I mean, hello, children. Let's do the photo. Where's my friend that we met last night in Abbott's? Aisling. Where's Aisling? Is she going to say hello to him? There she is. Arnold's. What did I say? Abbott's. Arnold's. No, yeah, I must be joking. Now, Aisling, how are you?
I'm very well. How
and
are you?
It's Arnold's you were in
it
last night.
Indeed.
Yes, okay. Tell us a little bit about your business and how it's all going.
Okay, very well. So we're a family business. I'm fourth generation.
Fourth generation?
Yes. So I'm taking over from my mum and dad at the minute. Thankfully, this year, business is starting to pick up. The recession, we can see a wee bit more spend there with people.
Right.
And the
did you always want to go into the business or were you dragged back at the last minute?
Do I have to answer that on air?
Yeah. But I think you just have answered it.
Yeah.
So that answers that question.
Yeah.
So you're fourth generation and still going. I mean, family businesses in Ireland, it's really important. And to support those rather big chains coming in.
So, absolutely.
But it's also a bit more of a struggle because you don't have the backup of some big corporate entities. So how are you going to keep it alive?
I think it's down to a lot of hard work. We're very lucky with the staff that we have, and they have a lot of dedication to the hotel and to my dad and to my uncle and my mum and myself.
Right.
And without them, I think, you know, we wouldn't be here.
Yeah.
So through the difficult times, all our staff have pulled the stops out for us. And then, as I say, plenty of hard work on our behalf and long hours gets
long
us through.
Long hours.
Yes.
I mean, you have to, and you've inaugurated the Wild Atlantic cocktail, which was very smart. Unfortunately, I didn't try any. But it was a great idea. How are they going down?
Absolutely great. So I think Donegal, we were a little bit out on a limb for such a long time. The Wild Atlantic Way has certainly brought
back on the map.
Brought us back on the map. And there are plenty of people on tour and getting Dunfanaghy on the way and the rest of the county, so it's fantastic. So we had to mark it with something in Cafe Arnoux with the Wild Atlantic Way cocktail.
Right,
so.
And it's kind of like a northern mojito.
Absolutely, that's a good way of describing. Absolutely, except with the gin based on the other hand.
Yeah.
So we've got the Dingle gin there. So that's to incorporate, you know, the Wild Atlantic Way theme, having products from all over Ireland.
From the way,
absolutely.
Yeah. Of course, Dingle gin is a good product too.
Yes, it is indeed.
Anyway, enough about the booze. That's great. And good luck with the business.
Thank you very much.
Really nice to meet you
and to
see you again.
Thank
Hello, Amanda.
Hiya.
Are you well?
I'm very good.
You're armed with leaflets about what?
Yeah, it's my Wild Atlantic Way tours, Larkin's tours.
Oh, you do Larkin's tours?
Yeah.
Tell me
so
about that.
So they are high quality, fun, educational sightseeing tours on Donegal's Wild Atlantic
Way. Okay, so if I was to go in, what would I want to see? What would make me interested?
What would you want to see? Well, our amazing landscapes and attractions, visitor centres, we have storytelling, we have music, everything in it.
Yep. And how's business?
It's very new. It's only available to book the last few weeks.
Congratulations.
So, yeah.
And what's the website?
www.larkinstours.com.
I'll look it up later.
Thank you.
Thank you. Brendan, good morning.
Good morning.
Brendan, you're here this morning. You've got your T-shirt that says Feckature, it's grand. You've got your hat. You've got your bandana around your neck. You've got, there's a lady with you in a wheelchair. Who's got a Union Jack on a pole.
Union flag.
A Union flag. Gotcha. And then there's a gentleman who's waving a Union flag behind you as well.
Yes.
So tell me a bit about this.
Well, a lot of our guests, particularly the last year or two, are British. And like today, for instance, we have 8 motorhomes there. 5 of them are British, some of them calling themselves Welsh or English particularly, but their flag is the Union flag. So a couple of weeks ago when this happened before with a cycling group, I flew the Union flag. Now, it provoked a little bit of controversy.
Why? What do people say?
Well, people thought that we shouldn't be flying it here because of 800 years of British oppression, all that rubbish. But we're 100 years a nation now, and I think we've come to the point of maturity where we should be proud to fly their flag, same as anybody else's flag. We fly the American flag or the Swiss flag or the German flag. Nobody objects.
Yeah.
So what's the problem with
this
flag?
It's very striking today. You know, when I looked at it, what? Jesus.
Yeah, what country am I in?
But I mean, then we had Prince Charles at Sligo a couple of weeks ago, and everyone had the flags out there as well. So I get your point. We've matured as a nation.
Hopefully,
welcome
we have.
One and all.
Yes.
Tomorrow it'll be a French flag. It'll be the Stars and Stripes on Friday.
It should be. And last year we had a commemorative event for a World War II plane that landed on our beach.
Really?
And there, for the first time, we had all the flags together.
Oh yeah.
The World War II Canadian flag, which is like a red ensign, and the British Union flag, and the American flag, and the Irish flag.
All the flags.
All together. Now there was a little bit of fear, but at the end of the day, it went off very well. And the biggest, I think, the most common comment among our visitors from Belfast, from Northern Ireland in particular, was it was all done with great dignity.
That's the way it is. Sorry, what is your business?
I have a hostel, guest house, glamping, camping, motorhome park, all that.
Brilliant.
Yeah,
well,
just outside the village. Yeah.
Nice to meet you. Thanks.
Thank you.
You're ex-Irish Army yourself.
That's right.
Okay,
that's
nice
right,
to see you. Thank you so much. John McFall, a great musician, great singer, great guitarist.
Thanks very much, Ryan. Thank you.
Tell me about the Wild Atlantic Crack.
Yes, this is our brand new festival weekend here. It's the last weekend of June here in Dunfanaghy. Wild Atlantic Crack weekend. It's based on Irish music and arts. We have loads of great quality Irish sessions and Irish bands. We have a play up in the local Church of Ireland Hall here, which is a take on James Joyce's Ulysses. That's on the Thursday, the 25th at 8:30. And we have a storyteller doing sessions up in the workhouse. An internationally acclaimed storyteller coming down from the Glens of Antrim, and that's on the Saturday, the 27th. And the whole weekend is just going to be lots and lots of fun. There'll be lots of dancing, lots of good food.
Yeah.
So I hope everybody can...
Lots of messing.
Lots of messing around.
Good quality messing.
Yeah.
All right, John, it's nice to see you again.
Thanks very much, Ryan.
Good to see us today.
Cheers.
Okay, we'll keep... So
get rid of that.
Aidan Hunter, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ryan.
It's nice to meet you.
Nice
again,
to meet you too.
You are 22 years old. You're from Dunfanaghy, and it's fitness is your thing.
Fitness is my thing for a long time, yeah.
How did you strike on fitness?
By pure and utter chance. I just didn't get into my university course and went on and done private courses and was forced into it, and it took off. So
what did you want to do?
I wanted to do physiotherapy. I'd studied sports and exercise science for 2 years, but I didn't get into physiotherapy. So I went on and did private courses in personal training, fitness instructing. And then I started in our spare sitting room in the house, which is about the same size as the room we're in now.
About the same size as the room right now,
and I had two people in at a time doing jumping jacks, which wasn't a great idea at the time.
In the house?
Yeah, in the house, in the spare room.
Okay.
So it started there, and it just continued and grew and grew, and now I'm running my own gym in Dunfanaghy.
Because Dunfanaghy, I don't know if whether or not it's the gym capital of Donegal or not, but was there much of a demand for...
No, the gym scene in Donegal, full stop, isn't... taking off. It's just starting to take off in the last few years, and especially in small towns, it definitely was. There was no demand there for it, so I had to kind of create the demand for it. And people are starting to really get into health and fitness now. I think a lot of it's to do with the recession. People don't have the same money, so they're kind of out running, they're out jogging. Yeah. And the demand's starting to grow and grow, and my business is growing and growing all the time.
So you managed to get out of the spare room.
Managed to get out of this spare room, hitting their hands off the lights and walls, and three people in the room. The size is not very big.
So, not great. What was the next step then?
The next step then was getting my own studio, which I got just across the road from us here now. And then I outgrew the studio then. I didn't have enough space in the studio, so I had to move further out the town to a community centre, the Osnum, and that's where I'm based in now all the time.
Okay, and demand?
Demand's there. Maybe they're a little bit too much at times, so you're kind of always looking for space all the time. A few people with a few barbells, you know, you don't be long taking up about 7 foot space all the time. So, but we've got a good space out there now.
And when you were setting up the gym, you had to get a loan, didn't you?
I had to get a loan. I have two very proud parents standing out there. When I left college, I was broke, as every student is. I had nothing to my name, nothing, no money, and I needed €130, which my parents gave to me. I went out to Argos that day and I bought some equipment, which filled the spare sitting room. And then I haven't looked back since.
And business is good, and people are coming to see you. And
business is good. I have clients that have booked into the end of July already. So right. I'm pretty much in demand, and people are booking me well up in advance. So it's going very well.
Congratulations. The bit of initiative and the whole thing, get it up and go. You're even branded, which is impressive.
Yeah, I'm starting to brand myself out. And the initiative was actually that I didn't want to leave home because I had to leave home. I want to travel when I want to travel. I didn't want to leave home and go and find work. I wanted to stay at home and then travel later on. in life when I have the funds to do it properly.
Yeah, as such. Well, I can understand why you'd want to stick around somewhere like
Dublin. Yeah, that's just so beautiful. And, you know, when you're on your break, you can go to the beach and chill out, have a coffee, go for a walk. There's just not many places that offer that, that you can do that on your break. So that's great to stay at home.
Good.
The views are great.
The call to home is strong here.
I think the call to home in any Donegal boy's eyes is very strong, especially no one wants to leave mammy.
Yeah.
You know, so I think that's
it. What is it with Donegal boys?
Donegal boys don't want to leave home, I don't think. You know.
They're probably too well fed and looked after.
Too well fed all the time, looked after, yeah.
Abe, thanks for the T-shirt.
No problem at all.
I appreciate that.
On the back of the T-shirt, we have hashtag positive mental attitude, which is the vibes that we try to put out at 800 Fitness. It's just... I think with the economic downturn, people were in a sort of a suppression, and I'm trying to raise people's spirits, try to keep positive all the time. Positive actions lead to positive results, and we just try and constantly put that out there all the time.
It's a good old credo. It's been good to talk to you, and keep it positive, Aidan, and thanks for your time today.
Thank you very much, Ray.
Aidan Hunter, can people find you somewhere if they need?
Yeah, if people want to check me out or want to support, they'll give us a little like on Facebook, just at Aidan Hunter Fitness. We put everything up there, so if anyone's looking for me or looking for anything, just check out 800 Fitness on Facebook. You'll find everything.
Simple as that. Well, look, we've been there now, got the T-shirt, and off we go.
Thanks. Thank you very much.
Aidan Hunter, it's 10:15. We'll take some music. Now, we're outside the Chip Van here in Dunfanaghy. The sun is shining again for about 2 seconds, I'd say, before the clouds go. Maria.
How are you doing, Ray?
We have to say hello to somebody wearing the Blue Album Beatles T-shirt this morning. Yay for you, and the young man's wearing one as well, Abbey Road. Very good taste. So tell us about yourself and what you're doing here today.
Okay, Ryan, my name is Maria McCormick, and I'm a singer-songwriter from Donegal.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. And obviously got great taste in music.
Yeah, definitely. I wrote a song for the Wild Atlantic Way called My Donegal, and there's a wee copy for you.
Excellent. Put this in the car for later. And that's great.
That's great.
And it's a Wild Atlantic Way. Do you have something that rhymes in the song with Wild Atlantic Way?
No, nothing.
Like Mild Philanthropic Bay?
No, the song I wanted to kind of cover things that people may have not known about Donegal.
Okay.
So there's one verse in particular about Fannet Head. The people know that the lighthouse was built because there was a ship that wrecked called Saldana.
Yeah.
But the only survivor was a pirate called Saldana, or with a thing around his neck called Saldana. And that's why Fannet Lighthouse then was built because of that.
So you've built in all the little hidden gems of history into music and weaved them all together.
Exactly.
I like that. Yeah. And Alton has got the Abbey Road. Do you like the Beatles, or are you forced to wear these T-shirts by your family?
I like the Beatles.
Who's your favourite Beatle?
Ringo Starr.
Ringo Starr. He'll be delighted to hear that, because I think you're probably the only person who thinks that. But that's brilliant. Ringo. He's a great drummer, though. He's great. Now, Paul, good morning to you.
Hi, Ryan.
Arts festivals in Ireland and summertime, they're now hand in hand.
Tell us
about the one you're talking about.
Well, the Airgal Arts Festival is all along the Donegal Wild Atlantic Way, from Culdaff in the north through the Ardra in the south. So we're running for 2 weeks in the summer. Plenty of events for music, theatre, visual arts, lots of stuff for families as well, too.
Are you wearing Donegal tweed?
This is one of the last Donegal tweed suits that was actually made in Donegal.
Yes.
So, I'll not say how old it is, like, you know.
It's vintage.
It's vintage, yeah. But like myself.
It's a great suit, though.
It ties in with one of our main productions this year, which is about it's about knitting. It's about the cottage industries here in Donegal as well, too. So
it's program.
Very appropriate.
Made in Donegal, July 10th to 26th. It's going to be great. There's loads going on.
Thanks,
Paul. Nice to meet you today. Karen's here. Karen of the Henry Girls.
Hi, girls.
So nice to see you. We all met before, didn't we?
We did.
So it's good to see you again. Tell us about what's going on in the world. How's life?
Good. It's all good. We're actually going to be doing a couple of things during the Airgal Festival.
Yes.
We're going to be doing a very special concert that's hosted by Moya Brennan. It's called Song of the Seven Sisters.
Oh, lovely.
And that's featuring lots of different musicians from Donegal, and it's a guest performance by a musician from Morocco called Oum, I think. And then we're also doing...
Is that his name?
As a woman.
Is that her name?
Yes.
Oum. Oom with a view.
Something like that, yeah.
Go on, you're doing great.
And then we're doing a concert to finish the whole festival. It's called The Wild Atlantic World.
Yeah.
A Night with the Henry Girls.
A Night with the Henry Girls.
Sounds wild.
That's the Wild Atlantic Way.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for coming to see us again.
Yeah,
it's lovely to
we're
meet
in Westport
you all.
This weekend,
as well.
Actually. Yeah, yeah, this weekend, the Westport
Festival.
We're
just following
festival.
In our wake.
Yeah, we're just following you down the road, yeah.
It's great, and life is good, and the songs keep coming, the music is still alive and well.
Good, yeah.
Great,
yeah.
It's lovely to see the Henry Girls here today. Who else am I talking to? Joan.
Ryan, having a wonderful time on the Wild Atlantic Way.
The only reason this place is jam-packed today is because of this woman.
whose head will stay intact. Is that right, Tom?
Ryan thought we wouldn't get a crowd in Dunfanaghy, but we proved him wrong. Yay!
She's absolutely correct. I just didn't think people cared. And now look at this.
They love you.
Now they're gorgeous. We've got such a warm welcome. It's so lovely. Joan, the Wild Atlantic Way and Donegal, we've seen so much of the last 24 hours. It's magnificent. So have you got an easy job or a tough job?
We've got a really easy job. And we're on the best part of the Wild Atlantic Way up here in Donegal.
It's getting territorial now.
We can. It's the last one.
Yeah, great. Okay, and a little fly fishing later after?
Yeah, we're sending you out to do some fly fishing, and some of the team are going to do some surfing, which we're great at up here in Donegal.
I know. They're mad about the surfing, of course, but I did all that wetsuit malarkey yesterday, didn't I, Joan?
Yeah, I think we scared the living daylights out of
you
yesterday.
I'm still traumatised by it. Anyway, thanks for your looking after us well here today. This is a gentleman by the name of Jim.
Yeah,
gentlemen, Jim. Jim, remind me of the way you do your art. This is a piece called Band of Brothers. Remind us how you do your art.
I'm the steamy windows artist. I draw the figures on the condensation on my kitchen window with my finger, and then I photograph them. So they are unique. Nobody else knows how I do it.
So you do the...
On the condensation, and I just draw in one movement with my finger.
That's hilarious.
Yes, it is.
Because I do stuff like that in my window at home, but I don't take pictures and frame them. That's brilliant.
But, I have a website now with the Steamy Windows Collection actually on it.
It's a great name for it too.
Isn't it?
And people can go and see them there.
Buy them there. We have the PayPal, everything's on there.
Okay, it's lovely. It's a lovely
thing. That's for you.
Oh, thank you so much. Band of Brothers, my favourite. Yeah. That means a lot. Thanks a lot,
You're
Jim.
And
I wish you well. Thank you. It's very generous.
Hello,
I'll ask the lads to look after that. And now we have Min.
Min, how are you?
How's it going, Min?
Good, very well, thank you.
And Min, why were you called Min?
It's Miriam, but everyone calls you Min
instead.
For short, yeah.
But not Mim.
No, just Min.
Min?
Yeah.
Minimum.
Minimum, yeah.
So, what's your second name?
Mullen.
Minimum Mullen. Try saying that with a few drinks.
From Ranelagh.
From where?
Ranelagh.
In Dublin?
Yeah.
Minimum Mullen from Ranelagh in Dublin.
That's me.
Sounds like a beginning of a poem. Okay, so what are you doing in Donegal?
We are from the Shack Marble Hill Beach. Best coffee around and ice cream and best views going on the Wild Atlantic Ways.
The T-shirt says, coffee with a view. I like that.
There's a deck chair, coffee, ice cream.
Where is it?
Marble Hill Beach, where you'll be surfing hopefully after the show.
No, they'll be surfing. I'm going fishing. But I will hopefully get up and have a look. Thanks, Minimum. Thanks. That's Magella. Holy moly. It's Magella O'Donnell, ladies and gentlemen. How about that? Yay! We weren't expecting this.
How could I let you come all the way up here to see us and not come
Look
up and make
woman.
A special journey to
Donegal
see you?
Donegal royalty, as I live and breathe. The last time I saw this woman was after the Late Late Show. First of all, you danced beautifully on the Late Late Show.
As did you.
As we did, Mears. And then we had a few glasses of sparkling water afterwards.
We did.
At which point we had a few songs with the karaoke machine.
We did.
And your fella sang, and I sang, and you sang, and we all danced, and it was great crack. And you were great crack, I have to say.
And
you
let
and
me
Daniel.
Tell you, we've been withholding from us a long time. I was going to say that I spent an evening with you. And
yes.
Found out a secret about you that I don't know if I'm allowed to share.
Yeah, you can, yeah.
This guy is the most fabulous swing singer I have ever heard.
Yeah.
I swear to God.
This woman had a few 7-ups.
No, she didn't. Yeah, sparkling water.
Sparkling
Michael
water.
Bublé, eat your heart.
Oh,
out.
I'm
telling you, Ryan.
I think Michael
Fantastic.
Bublé's heart is fine and intact. that is my secret shame, trying
That's
to sing.
Brilliant. So, not trying. You're brilliant.
Yeah, stop.
I wouldn't say it at all.
Aye,
honestly.
Enough of that now.
You'll sing someday on the radio.
You must be kidding me. Tell us a little bit. Obviously, we're having such a good time on the Wild Atlantic Way, and we stayed up in the mill last night. It was beautiful. So where do you like to go wild in Donegal?
Everywhere. I mean, I was driving up. I'm only about, 40 minutes. 40,
yeah.
But it was worth it. You said nobody cares. Of course
no,
we
I
care.
Didn't
we
say
love
I don't
you.
Care. I just didn't know. I didn't expect so many people to be here today.
To
it's so nice.
You're popular.
Yeah.
Anyway, on the way up, I was driving up and I was thinking, geez, this is absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
I mean, I spend a lot of time in Dublin and there's just so much concrete around you.
Yeah.
And I thought, if people could see the views that I see going to do my shopping.
I know.
It's
your shopping. It's lovely.
Yeah.
Are you
beautiful.
A TV shows coming up, don't you? Is that all happening?
Yeah, we're doing a
B&B like
road trip.
But
something
it's the
like that, yeah. A couple of cameras in the car, so God only knows.
Oh, I want to see that, especially when you have a blazing row.
Exactly.
I want to see what the pair of you are like fighting with each other. That's the best bit. Thank you for coming along.
Thank you.
Michelle O'Donnell, everybody. Big round of applause. What a lovely surprise. Thanks. You're so good. Okay, we'll take a break and we'll start wrapping up now from Dunfanny. Back shortly. Listening to us in Manchester, left Dunfanaghy a year ago to move over. Great village, great buzz. Missing it today, listening to you guys. Hope you get some surfing in with the guys from Narosa. Well, there's a thing, because Lee Wood is right in front of me. Hi, Lee.
How are you?
Sorry, nice to see you. Surfing, you're with Narosa?
That's right,
what,
yeah.
What is Narosa?
Narosa, actually.
Narosa, excuse me, yeah, sorry, Narosa.
It's Irish for where the headlands meet the sea.
Ah, didn't know that.
Yeah.
And will the headlands be meeting the sea later on with our team?
They will be indeed, yeah. You've picked a lovely time to be up here because we've got a perfect swell in today and the weather's fantastic. So, yeah, they're heading out with us straight after.
And how did you get into the world, the surf world?
A trip down to Cornwall when I was a young kid from Scotland. And ever since then, I've just been surfing as much as possible. And lovely to come out here and get some waves, and it's a fantastic part of the world for it.
Anyone I interview about surfing who's into surfing, it's like a narcotic. I mean, the people get really, really hooked into that world.
Yeah, once you've tried it and you've been out, and the natural scenery here and the water, it's just like an escape from everything else, and really, really, really enjoyable thing.
And surf's good this time of year, is it? The breeze okay?
It is.
Swell's okay?
Swell's brilliant. It's a very consistent part of the world here, so you can get out pretty much every day. And as the summer comes, it's a nice time to learn to surf here, because surf gets a little bit smaller and more manageable. Everybody's seen the big waves and the big surf that you get here in the winter. It's getting loads of media attention, but it's nice to get some of the smaller waves at this time of year.
Great. Well, you've a really good manner way about you, so I'd say you'll be great with the lads later on, but I'd prefer if you gave them a really rough time, especially the two Graces. Thanks, Camilla.
We will do.
Lee, it's nice to see you.
Yeah.
Narosa.
Narosa, yeah.
Narosa.
You'll get us on rosalife.com.
Rosalife.com if you want to go surfing here in Donegal.
Absolutely.
Thanks for your time today.
Thanks very much.
Thanks, Lee. Okay, we